Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, folks, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We got Jared Bell, USA Today Sports NFL columnist, and also, Rob, an MVP voter. So we will talk to him about the Hub Arkish situation.
About the hubbub.
The hubbub. But let's go back there. Aaron Rodgers responded today, Rob, to Hub Arkish saying that he's a bad guy, he's the biggest jerk in the league, and he's not going to vote for him because of that. Arkish has been making the rounds today, apologizing, but certainly admitted that he made a mistake. But it seems more like he really got a call or somebody talked to him about, dude, are you serious?
Right. I believe that, Chris.
Yeah. And but anyway, here's Aaron Rodgers responding.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the offseason, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP. In my opinion, should exclude, you know, future votes. you know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. Because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. But he's a bum, and I'm not going to waste any time worrying about that stuff. He has no idea who I am. He's never talked to me in his life. But it's unfortunate that those sentiments, it's surprising that he would even say that, to be honest. But yeah, I knew this was possible. Talked about it on McAfee weeks ago. But crazy.
Let me say this, Rob. First of all, I think Aaron Rodgers, who obviously likes talking, right? He's all over. I mean, he does his media, regular media, you know, availabilities, and then he goes on the McAfee show every week for like a therapy session, right? But
right, I'm sure he's handsomely paid. You know what I mean?
But McAfee's also, you know, he's ex football player, so
right.
I'm sure.
But I'm just saying that's a paid part of it too. That thing is a right paid sponsorship thing.
But he, as many hits as he's taken this year, and rightly so, I think, Rob, he enjoyed, for when he comes out and says he's a bum.
Right.
I think he enjoyed, and it's human nature. I'm not even saying it as a negative. But, Rob, I think he enjoyed, like, all right, now I get to lay into somebody.
Right.
And I actually got the high road this time. Like, right.
Right. People aren't going to push back on me because most people think Hub is crazy, is Michigana. Right. So I'm not going to be the crazy one where I'm arrogant and I'm talking out of turn to defend myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me ask you this. Do you think, as Aaron Rodgers suggested, at least with Hub, that it should be held against a player that he's like in the vote, you know, for MVP, if he's not vaccinated? Like, should that be a fact?
No, because he's allowed to play. If he wasn't allowed to play, then it would be a different issue. He's playing. There's plenty of players who are unvaccinated who's playing. I just don't even think that if you're allowed to play, then your numbers should count. I don't even think that should be an. My biggest issue, Chris, is for a guy to say before the season started, I'm not voting for him. I mean, I don't think you should
have
that vote.
I think of all the things he did and said, it's bad to say, first of all, no matter what you think of Aaron Rodgers, no evidence that he's the biggest jerk in the league.
Exactly.
That's purely subjective. And we do have evidence that other guys have done far worse things.
Far worse.
Far worse. So there's that. And then to say, you know, he's a bad guy, like all this personal stuff. And as Aaron Rodgers said, you don't know me. Okay, you can get from afar an idea. I don't like this guy, whatever. But that's bad. But Rob, you hit it on the head. The worst thing that Hub did or said is I already made up my mind.
Dude, that's a guy you don't want to have a vote. And I think the AP, to keep the integrity of the vote, Chris, might wind up stripping it from him because of him saying that. Then what is the season for? What are you watching?
How many years before have you made up your mind before? Because Tom Brady left New England and took up a new challenge.
Thank you. And you decided.
Did you say you're voting for him automatically if they made the playoffs?
Right.
Know? Yeah.
I think that's where the you want to hold on to the integrity of the award. This award is going to be now, Chris, scrutinized.
Yep.
It's going to be scrutinized.
This
year, people will look
unless
at the
vote. Unless he wins going away, which he may.
Right. You know, he still may win, but it just depends on what the numbers are. And here's the other thing. People have said for years, and you know, as voters, Chris, you're a voter, I'm a voter, you vote NBA, I vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame. I voted for past awards when I was a beat writer and, you know, covering the team and stuff like that. They've always said, oh, they should take the vote away from the writers. He's the guy, Chris, that makes people say that, though, is what when they hear a guy like that. Hub hurt all sports writers who vote when he goes out and spews that he's going to vote against or not vote for somebody even before the season started. That's where the bad rap. But I've given you the positives of other writers. So don't
the media are the best people to vote.
Yes.
Players have shown that they turned it into a joke.
We've said this before.
A literal joke. When you have an all-star vote and 100 and plus, I don't know what the final number, 100 plus players don't vote LeBron James and Kevin Durant into the all-star game.
All-star game.
Take it away from the players. I mean, seriously. There shouldn't be one player, Rob, out of 450 who doesn't put LeBron James or Kevin Durant on the all-star team. If you you shouldn't be voting. I'm sorry.
100%. And this is the thing. Chris, here's the other one. The Baseball Hall of Fame, there's always the questions about these certain guys who get in the Veterans Committee.
Right.
Chris, I'll say 90% of the questionable people in the Baseball Hall of Fame, guess who voted for them?
But they are in, and you cannot out. No, you always try to take them out when Basketball Hall of Fame.
But I'm talking about the questionable board. People go,
you're right.
They get in by Veterans Committee made up of former players, broadcasters. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
People who are looking out for their friend or they know somebody. You know what I'm just saying?
And they'll put a Freddie Patek in or something.
You know what I mean? Or Phil Rizzuto, who played on all those great Yankee teams.
Patek isn't in, but yeah.
No,
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. Right,
I agree with you.
So all that's right, what I'm saying. Like you're right.
Speaking of integrity, and I'm going to bring Rob G in to explain this because it's kind of
misunderstanding.
Yeah, Rob G, explain this story about the Chargers and the Raiders play a winner-take-all game to make the playoffs on Sunday. Come and explain what this situation is. And then we're going to tee off on you like you're a golf ball.
That's right.
Well, you're right there. Yes, the Chargers and Raiders play Sunday Night Football, game of the weekend. Whoever wins guaranteed a shot in the playoffs.
Are we going to get big? We can get big numbers for that game Sunday night, right? Big numbers.
We should. We want to see a playoff game.
Oh, that's a big game. It is a playoff game.
That's a playoff game.
And you got a hot young quarterback and a good veteran quarterback.
No, it's going to be a good game. Okay, go ahead.
That is unless the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. They play in the morning game.
Long shot.
The 1 p.m. Eastern. You know, the Jags are tanking, but let's say something happens.
Tanking? They're just bad.
I don't think they can
give it 110%. Right. Believe you me.
Well, anyways, if the Jags pull off the upset, okay, the Chargers and Raiders could end in a tie. They wouldn't have to play each other at all. They could just say, we're not going to play. It's a forced tie between the two of us.
So what would they tell the league? We both don't want to play?
Yep. And then both teams would make the playoffs.
No, they can't. First of all, NBC paid a gazillion dollars for that game.
Sorry, Collinsworth.
But let's take it even further. Because they could theoretically go out there and say, let's just make sure we tie.
Yep. Or they could say, hey, we're just going to knee anytime we get inside the 5-yard line or whatever so nobody scores.
Right.
They could do
that. Okay, but here's the kicker. Well, let me say this, because Rob, we were talking about integrity in the first.
Let me tell you what I would do, Chris.
If
I was running the Chargers or the Raiders in that situation, I would 1,000% take the tie.
Oh, God.
And here's why. Let's say, hypothetically, your quarterback is like Lamar Jackson. He's only practiced once in, 6 weeks because it's an ankle injury. And I can guarantee myself a shot in the playoffs without having to risk him one more time in this play-in game. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I don't need to put my guys in danger of getting hurt if I know all we got to do is say, nah, we're good, and we still get our shot in the dance anyways.
If you call me, if you're the coach for the opposing team and you call me and say, Chris, hey, let's just tie. Let's just not play and we both get into the playoffs. You know what I'm doing? I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing in your face. And then I'm losing all respect for you. Every little strand of respect I may have ever had for you, it's gone. You play to compete. It's about competition, Rob G. This ain't about gifts. This isn't about gentlemen's bets. This is about competition. No, get out of my face with that. And then I'm telling my team, they're soft. Guerra's team is soft. He's soft and his team is soft. They're afraid of you. They don't want to play. So go out there, smack them in the mouth, and they will quit. They will quiver. They will shiver. They will quit.
And you know what
it's
I would
football.
Do?
It's football. Tackle football, Rob Guerra. You must I would be
tell
crazy.
You, I would tell you, Rob G, yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll kneel down and score every single time. I dare you to go ahead with that. Where's your morals,
Rob,
and your scruples?
I'm shocked at you. I am.
Don't you want to? If I'm the Raiders, I want to win and keep the Chargers out of the playoffs. Screw
right,
the Chargers.
Not to mention their rivals, right? That's
screw
another
the
thing,
Chargers.
Right? They're freaking.
Why are you helping
rivals?
Them?
Because I don't care about the Chargers. I want my team to win a Super Bowl.
What and beat them? How about that? How about
Chris,
you strap up your chin
you
strap? You put on your jock strap. You put on your pants.
He put
and
it
you
on
beat
backwards.
Them.
Put them on backwards. Chris, how come you didn't say that when, what was it, last year, we had all these teams in the Western Conference losing games on purpose to avoid being on the Lakers side of the playoff bracket? There was no. Where's the competition? Where's
that?
You go over there and play these guys.
Was there an agreement somewhere? Were there phone calls being made, written agreements?
Chris.
That we're not going to try to win?
You don't remember how much vitriol the Clippers took when they tanked the last two games only to lose in the bubble.
You said it. They took vitriol.
Yeah, but did you say that, Adam?
People didn't applaud. Of course I did.
No, you did not.
And here's the thing, though. That is different, too.
That's different, okay.
No, am I wrong?
It's competition.
That's a little different,
though. It's strategic,
though.
Right?
I'm not supporting that.
Is it strategic?
But that is different than let's both not even compete.
To not compete, Rob G.
Right, come on, man.
And you want them to throw the towel in on the Sunday night game and just call the league up and say, we're not playing, we'll both take a... I don't know. We'll both take a loss or whatever, or no
both
contest.
Both forfeits, so I guess it'd be a tie.
So that'd be a tie, right?
And they
both
get in
a forfeit.
Here's the other thing, Rob, because your scenario was if my quarterback is hurt like Lamar Jackson, and you come to me now, I'm like, I'm really going to destroy you now because your quarterback's out or he's hampered. Rob G, I can't believe you just
and
went
Rob
on national
G,
radio.
What
with
if
that
you let them in the playoffs,
opinion.
Right? You're the Raiders, and you let the Chargers in, and then you meet them at some point, and they beat you.
Well, at least when we play them, it'd be in the playoffs.
You all right with that, then? Right?
Yeah.
No, that's just sad. I hope you're not indicative of most Raiders. I really do.
I just want to get all to right. the playoffs, man. My team hasn't been there in a minute.
So can they win the game? Win the game Sunday.
Of course
they
can.
How about
that?
That's a novel idea. Go out and compete.
And actually win.
877. And you are Ray Rob of all the teams. Of all the teams.
They want a handout.
John Madden just passed. He was one of the toughest teams of all time under John Madden.
Rob G.
The Raiders were known for their anger and their feistiness.
Rob G.
And here you are today. Saying, I don't want to compete. Let's just get in the playoffs.
Chris, you know what? Rob G and Raider fans, they want NFL welfare. He wants government cheese with an L so that they can make the playoffs. Is that what you want?
It's because guys like Rob Parker make so much money that it's trickling down to the rest of us.
Rob is rolling in the dough.
No,
all right.
Wow.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are you with Rob G?
Yes.
Let's just forfeit. Let's tie so we can both get to the playoffs. Or are you with Rob and me and say, it's tackle football.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are live, the iCouple from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you are a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Really, it's that simple. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. If you were the Chargers or the Raiders, would you want to forfeit or tie an arranged tie so that both of you could be guaranteed of making the playoffs? Rob and I say no way. Rob G says, you sign me up.
Sign me up so we can make the playoffs. All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Peter in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Peter?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I agree. I like your guys' principle, but I do agree with Rob G.
What?
It's a new season. It's a new season once the playoffs start. And the way these guys – I don't think it's going to ever happen, don't get me wrong. But what's the difference between these guys – the Packers sitting Aaron Rodgers because they made it into the playoffs. There's no more tackle football, you know, playing.
Totally different.
No,
totally
but different. They did their work. They qualified for the playoffs.
They can't get any better.
Like
the Packers can't. Right, they can't get any better, Chris. Right, they
already
clinched
got
the top
seed.
Spot. Yep. Aaron Rodgers would be playing against the Lions if they still had a chance to clinch the top spot.
And that's look, who are they? And they're playing the Lions? Is
the
that
Lions.
Who they're playing?
He would,
so
play
that,
if they
that
had
that doesn't affect the playoffs either way. If the Lions go out there and destroy him, it's not going to matter.
Right.
And even that's if it did, difference. Honestly, because they could have been playing. What if they were playing like a team that has the Saints or something? It's still – there are those who have said those situations, Rob, mess with the integrity of the game, right? But you know what? It's that team's prerogative. When you cannot have both teams agreeing that no. we are not going to compete so that we both
that's
can make
bad
the
for the game. It's
right.
bad for the game.
The integrity is gone.
Tarek in Toronto, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great,
man. How are you?
I want to quote Rob Parker by saying, no way, no how, and I almost threw up my mouth when I heard Rob G endorse this.
Yes!
You know what? One of the best things about Sunday night is, Sunday night football is the day before you have to go back to work. You want to end the night on a high note. But if you're witnessing
you've been
a
waiting
tie,
all day for Sunday night.
Right.
Exactly.
It's not just
and
a song.
on a serious note, if they were to agree to a tie, isn't this like collusion between two teams? And aren't there like legal ramifications behind that? So that's the other thing.
It would be frowned on by the league.
It would be terrible. That would be terrible.
And the last thing is I want to earn it. It's that sense of pride. And if you're I don't want to give my rival a chance to get into the playoffs. I want to be able to be the ones to knock them out. And if
Thank
they
you.
Knock me out, so be it. But it's the thrill of the game. It's the rivalry, and that's what you want out of the game. Not, you know, if that was the case, let's all hold hands.
Sing kumbaya.
Exactly. Not here. No way, no
all
how.
Right. Appreciate all the call. Let's squeeze in Daniel in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Daniel?
Yeah, what's up, Rob? What's up, Chris, man?
What's up,
how
man?
You?
All right, man. I don't want to sound like a homer, but I got a couple points. For sure, you don't want to risk the players due to injury just because we've seen Alex Smith go out and stuff like that. So you never want to risk the players if you don't got to play. And secondly, you guys, why have this game and both risks being eliminated when you can make it both to the playoffs to have the exact same game but
because
have so much more on the line?
It's all about competition.
That's why you play.
That's what the whole game is about.
Right.
The league. Is about competition. Let's just hand out participation trophies to everybody.
Right. Chris, let's put all 32 teams in the league. You don't have to play. It don't matter what your record is. You're going to be in the playoffs.
Because
is anybody watching that league?
The teams that don't make it, it hurts their feelings that they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
So let's get them in.
I'm all about competition, and I don't want them to both forfeit.
You ain't about competition if you support this.
You can't support
this.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, you're elevating yourself to where it's going to be a lot more higher competition. Why risk all stakes when you're going to be able to risk it all
how
in the
about
playoffs.
How about if you're the Raiders and you beat the Chargers? They got the hotshot new quarterback, and their coach thinks that he's the Mac Daddy in the NFL, Chris, right? Always going for it on fourth down. How about beating them and shutting them up?
Right. There you go. I don't know, Rob. I think this is the participation trophy generation.
It is.
I think that's
everybody
who these
wants a trophy. I got your trophy all right.
All right, we are the Odd Couple. We got Jared Bell, USA Today sports columnist, NFL columnist coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. It starts fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jared, USA Today, NFL sports columnist. Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
What's
people
up?
Know you on our new year to the show. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys, too, man. Y'all got to believe y'all lying eyes.
Well, then, okay, so hey, this is what we're talking about. Antonio Brown, did you see the statement he released on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm into it, and I've just heard you guys talking about it, and I'm with Rob. I mean, the way he was prancing and dancing on his way out the stadium, man, come on, give me a break. And we know just our instincts, how people try damage control.
How
people come with their spin. I mean, it took 2 days to come up with that statement.
It doesn't even make sense, well, Jared, from the standpoint
his
of...
His problem is he doesn't have the benefit of the doubt because of his past actions and his character.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a reason for that.
People aren't going to believe it.
Exactly. And he knows people told him after the fact, you'll never play in the NFL. You quit. So now he has to say, I was hurt, Jared, in order to get people to say, no, it wore off and I told him I couldn't go back in. If he sat on that bench, holding his ankle... And sat there for the rest of the game, people would have said, what's wrong with you? Hey, my ankle was hurt and I couldn't go back in. Is that the story or not?
Yeah, oh, totally, totally. And, you know, it's kind of like you got to come up with something at this point. And that's his best shot. And I'm not buying it.
Now, what if he has a doctor, as he says in this statement?
You could always get doctors to write you a note, Chris. I'm just, I'm sorry.
I mean, is that it? Is it simple as that?
Or to come to court as an expert witness in court, okay? So that's what you know, reasonable doubt, you know. we've gone to court now with Antonio Brown.
Chris,
okay,
you've seen competing doctors in a court case sit there and tell you their opinion. Like, they both examine the person, and one says this, and the other one says that. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, you throw on your uniform and throw on your stuff. Come on, man. You know, so like I said, believe your lying eyes. You know what you saw. We all know what we saw. That was crazy. So, you know, and that's, you know, I hate to minimize, the condition that he may be in, and the pressures and so on and so forth, whatever issues he has. But we know he's just been a ticking time bomb, and he's been an emotional guy. He's had issues. So all that is there. It's well documented. I thought he owed the Bucks actually for, you know, cutting him a break on the COVID, you know, bring him back after the COVID suspension. That, you know, he really had to try to make some right, you know, from that situation. But, you know, it's sad because he is a tremendous talent when he's, you know, in his full gear, no doubt.
Hey, all right, Jared, let's get to the Hub Arcus, please. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you're a voter for the MVP award.
Chris and I vote. I vote for the Baseball of Fame. Chris votes for NBA awards. We know how precious and sacred it is, and what a responsibility we have. But Jared, Hub Arkish to say that he made up his mind before in the summer that he wasn't voting for Aaron. The AP and the people who issue these, what do you make of this? Because it sounds crazy to me.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times people vote and the votes come out and somebody we thought should have been unanimous or whatever, and you say, who was the one guy who voted against that? So there's always that. But to come out in the summer and make up your mind, it's very irresponsible. And to explain it publicly, you know, just really makes him look like a buffoon, to tell you the truth. And so, you know, because you could make a case and say, well, I'm going to vote for Jonathan Taylor.
Right.
I think Cooper Kupp has been just phenomenal. And of course,
or Tom Brady or somebody. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So you could justify not voting for Aaron Rodgers if you just feel strongly about it. And if that's the factor, you know, if the factor is, hey, you know, he played shady with the vaccination deal, and you say it's close between him and Jonathan Taylor or Tom Brady, yeah, okay, you could live with that. But to come out and say what Hub said was just, you know, it was about as bizarre as Antonio Brown. I mean, has he been talking to AB84?
I know, crazy.
Now, Jared, like you said, no other writer is going to come out and say what Hub said, but do you think there are many other writers who feel the same way and will not vote for Aaron because of that?
Yeah, well, I don't know if people made up their minds in the summer, right?
Right.
Because you think about this thing with Rodgers, it really didn't, you know, get revealed, you know, definitively until, you know, after midseason. So before that, it was, you know, a lot of you know, speculation and whatever. But, yeah, there could be that because a lot of times, you know, when you're trying to make up your mind, it's always – it can be a very difficult decision to say I'm going to pick one guy to be MVP because where would the Colts be without Jonathan Taylor? And, you know, where would the Bucks be without Tom Brady, right? So, I mean, so there's always that inherent part of the argument. So when you're close – and you say, well, it could be Brady or it could be Rodgers, that might be the thing that swings you. So I haven't made up my mind, so I'm not going to make any headlines tonight.
No, don't make headlines, please.
Let me ask you this, though.
I want to ask about the AP taking his vote potentially. Because we've seen, I mean, his actions about A, speaking about it, and then saying that he made up his mind even before any football was played, I think that disqualifies you.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, you know, the Associated Press, which has, you know, so much credibility, and right. just in general. But then with the awards, and I mean, just for so many years, there has to be a standard. The standard has to be a standard. Now, I'm a Hall of Fame voter, too. And, you know, we don't publicly reveal the votes as a group. The Hall doesn't publicly reveal it. But individuals have come out after the fact and say, yeah, right. I voted for so on and so forth. And that's, you know, you generally don't get a problem with that after the fact. But I've never heard of a voter in the Hall of Fame or even really in the AP come out and say that they've done something like this. Now, guys have come out and written columns and said, you know, I'm torn or I'm going to split my vote. I remember Peter King a few years ago maybe split his vote between a couple guys. But even that was, you know, was way at the end, right?
Right.
when it
right.
was. Yeah, but to come out and say you're going to make it up your mind before the season starts. Yeah, so I don't know when the AP, if the AP has ever, you know, eliminated a voter, taken its vote away. I don't know that, but I want to find that out. I want to ask about that.
All right, Jared. Thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate you,
yes,
man.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
All right, man. Have a good one, fellas.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday. Kanye West giving it his all. Don't sound good, but hey, singing to the Most High, I got to salute that. All right, we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it's always on. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. All right, Rob, have you read this complete statement yet from Antonio Brown?
I don't have a magnifying. I can't see that, Chris. It's too. I haven't seen it all.
It ain't that hard. Just call it up on your computer when you get a chance. He makes some claims in here, Rob, that should be easy to check out. Like, it shouldn't have to be a he says, she said. He says that he's got text messages. He exchanged texts with Bruce Arians during the week that where Arians acknowledged his injury. Okay. He says that the GM of the Buccaneers, after the game, texted Antonio Brown's people and acknowledged that the coach knew about his ankle pain. He names the doctor, Martin O'Malley, at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City, who examined him and said that, according to, you know, this statement from Antonio Brown, there's broken bone fragments that are stuck in his ankle. The ligament is torn from the bone and there's cartilage loss. Now, those things, they should be easy to find. We should be able to find out if there's text messages, and we should be able to find out if this is what happened when Martin O'Malley examined him. Did you find that?
If the GM knew of this and text Brown's people, why would the first thing out of Bruce Arians' mouth be he's no longer with the team? I don't understand.
Antonio Brown's statement says Arians is lying.
That doesn't even make any sense. Why would he
it doesn't make sense. He's saying Antonio's lying. Antonio's saying he's lying.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense why the GM – I'm saying if the GM knows this – how in the world could Bruce Arians say, well, we're cutting him,
right.
he's off the team?
And that's what I'm saying to you is that Antonio says that the GM acknowledged after the game, this I'm reading directly, in text messages
right, I'm just
to
saying,
my camp. That we don't have to wonder about that. They either got the text messages or they don't. So we should find out. Now, I'm with you. If he can't produce the text messages... If Dr. Martin O'Malley doesn't back up your story, then this is just another one of your shenanigans.
It just
but sounds, if they do, if you do have text messages, If the NFLPA backs you up on this sometimes dangerous painkiller, that's a direct quote, then there's an argument. I'm open. I'm just saying.
I saw him
skip off the field, but Rob, I'm sorry. There is a difference between playing in a football game and skipping off the field.
Chris, that ain't the way you handle an injury. I'm sorry.
I agree. He did it wrong, but that does not excuse this. If he acted like a clown, but you can't, if this is true, you still going to feel the exact same way about Antonio Brown and what he did, as you felt three days ago?
It makes no sense. This is a guy Tom Brady begged to get on the team. This is a guy Bruce Arians bent over backwards after he compromised. Bruce Arians had cancer 3 times.
Well, maybe he did it because Tom Brady really wanted him.
Okay, so all of a sudden, now after he's done all this, Chris, he knows he has an ankle injury. The GM knows he has an ankle injury. The medical staff knows he has an ankle injury, and they cut him because he walks off the field during the game.
Well, he hasn't been cut
yet. That don't make sense.
But here, well, I hear you, Rob.
I'm just saying.
My point is this. It shouldn't be about us speculating tomorrow, the next day.
I get what you're saying, but I'm asking you on the picture you're seeing that a guy that they've given all these chances and the medical staff and the GM and the coach knows he's injured, but they cut him because he says he can't play and he's hurt? I've never heard that.
That doesn't even matter to me anymore. Because according to this letter, he's got proof. If he doesn't have the proof, then shame on you, AB, like we all thought. But if he's got the proof, now it's a whole different story. That's all I'm saying. All right. Wow. Talk about... This is going to be interesting, Rob.
I've seen a lot of things. I'm not saying he's not full of BS,
but I don't know. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.